Just want to say, Baba, oh Eshe, I just want to say.
You spared me, Lord, to be before your people once again this evening. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you took me through for this past 4 months. Thank you for the prayers of your people for me, Lord. Thank you for answers to their prayers. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you counted me worthy among the living. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace and faithful upon all of us, even since the beginning of this year, Lord. Lord Jesus, you can do without any of us, O living God. But Lord, we cannot do without you, Lord. We are grateful, we are thankful on today. Thank you for your cares. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your kindness and goodness unto we unworthy, unprofitable. Lord Jesus, we are grateful. The Bible says it's not by power, it's not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord. You say you are we have, it's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that sheweth mercy. You say, I will have mercy on whom am we, and upon whom I will I harden it, Lord. We are grateful that you have not hardened our heart, Lord. Lord Jesus, we are grateful that, Lord, you had mercy on us, Lord Jesus. We say, blessed be thy name, Father. Take all the glory, Lord, in Jesus Christ's name. Thank you for your servants, O living God. Thank you for the officers. Thank you for your people, O living God. I say, blessed be thy name, Lord Jesus. Lord, we commit ourselves once unto thee, once again this evening, Lord. We have reported for duty. Lord, we are depending on you, Lord. Lord Jesus, you are the only one that can meet the thought at the point of our needs, Lord. You are the only one that can grant our heart desires, Lord. You are the only one that can, Lord, come down and do something special for us this evening. We look unto thee, whole living God. May you help us, Lord Jesus. Master, your word says we are two or three are gathered in your name. There you will be in their midst. We know you are here already. Lord Jesus, be gracious unto us, Lord. Grant all our heart desires, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus. In the preaching of your word, may you take control, Lord. Lord Jesus, in the time of prayer, may you help us to pray, Lord. Anoint you, Master, anoint us to pray. Inspire us to pray, Lord. And give us faith to believe our prayers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for granting this request, Lord. Lord Jesus, we bear your servant, Lord God, in obedience this very hour. Be with him, O living God, Master. Use him to be a channel of blessing to your people, Lord Jesus. Thank you for joining mercy that you granted unto him. Lord, remember brother with me also. Lord, Abakatari, may you help him also, Father. Lord Jesus, all your servant behind the sacred desk, may you help every one of us, O loving Savior. Let your name be glorified, Lord. Help us to lift you up that you might draw home men unto thyself, Master. Thank you for granting this request, Father. Blessed be thy name, Lord. Thank you, righteous eternal Father. At the end of this service, may we have every cause to glorify thy great holy name, Master. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus Christ's name, we have prayed. Amen. God bless you. You can sit down for a few minutes. Thank you very much. God bless you. I'm happy to be in your midst and to stand behind the sacred desk this evening. I thank God for answering your prayers on my behalf. It was August 16 when the accident happened, and already it's 4 months already. I thank God that God answered your prayers. I want to thank our pastor in absentia, the associate. God bless you, sir. Our daddy, God bless, and all the rest of the ministers. I want to thank the church officers. I want to thank every brother, every sister for your prayers for me. When the accident happened and the calls were coming in, like I said at the time I gave testimony, they were overwhelming. So I really appreciate your call, your love, your gift, and your prayers, especially for me. By the grace of God, I'm better today. That is why I could stand behind the sacred desk. Thank you very much for your love, and I also want to thank everybody that has, all the sisters, the brothers that has given the ministers gifts in the recent time. God richly bless you. Thank you. May God can never forget your label of love, and may our Lord God reward you for all that you have done for me and my family in Jesus Christ's name. God bless you. I'm very, very grateful. It's by your prayer that I'm alive today. I was just, like I was praying. If supposing in August 16, that took my life. I mean, that's me. The world will not come to an end. The local assembly will still continue. There are better people are here to preach the gospel than myself. So, but like I said, we cannot do without God. He can do without any one of us. But one thing sure. Until our time is up, Abraham taught us that no demon, no devil will be able to take us. It's because God is not true with me, that is why I'm still alive today. I give glory to his name. Thank you for your love and your prayers. God richly bless you all. Let's all of us continue to serve the Lord with all our heart. We don't know when the time will come, But before then, let's put in our the best of our services unto him. Because that is what will be read concerning us. May God help us. God bless you all. Now this evening, just, well, I won't say a little thing. It's a long sermon. Why, during the time I was, I think a few, maybe a few, maybe within a month after the accident, this message came to my heart. And it has not left ever since. Something happened, I noticed, I observed something that brought this to my heart. And it's still there up to today. So we'll just start gradually looking at what Abraham taught us. It's not a new thing. Because, of course, we know that there is no new thing. We are not preaching any new thing. It is not our revelation. It is the revelation that God gave to his servant, the prophet, that we are re-echoing to one another. Just to remind ourselves of what the prophet said along this line. God bless you. Can we stand on our feet as we take our Bible? Let's open our Bible to the book of Ezekiel. Even reading of the scripture, many of us will know where I'm going. Ezekiel chapter 36. We read verses 26 to 27. Ezekiel 36, verse 26 to 27. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit within you, and cause you to walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading and hearing of his perfect word. God bless you. Can please be seated. Just for a background this evening, and just for introduction, if God's sparing our lives, we will still will continue anywhere we stop this evening. Already the time has gone, but there's no problem. We'll take as much as the Lord will help us. I want to read from this sermon, 560101. 560101. Why are people so tossed about? Why are people so tossed about? Just bear with me. Let's start from paragraph 59. Paragraph 59. Okay. Now may the Lord Jesus just grant this answer to the world. You like the word? Faith cometh by hearing the word of God. Now just for the teaching service now, for perhaps the next 30 or 40 minutes, let's go right straight into the word. Now our faith cannot rest upon nothing. A Christian has to have his faith, has to have a solid resting place. You know that. And the only resting place that a Christian, a true born again Christian, can rest his faith or has is upon the unmovable word of God. It isn't built upon the shifting sands of man's theology and doctrines and upon some church affiliation. But a true believer is faith, it rests solidly on shifting as he approached the word of God. I was saying somewhere, maybe here a few nights ago, I wanted to preach so bad. I prayed to my wife in bed till 12 o'clock, just telling her of how gracious Jesus was. A thirst come in my heart. It kept burning me so great till I just couldn't rest with it. And I just said, honey, I want to preach to you a little while. And she rose up by grace, she listened. Maybe some sister will say, I've been walking later on. Yeah. Well, when we get to church, you'll preach your sermon. Let me rest. But no, Sister Mida. That was a very spiritual woman. We know our story. This is one of the reasons why you know how you know a spiritual woman. Barbara says she rose up by grace. She listened. No complaint. May God help us. Okay, she rose. She listened. I said, the Christian faith is based solidly upon rest. That's right. A Christian is not tossed about. A Christian doesn't run from place to place. A Christian doesn't fuse and fume and worry about things. A Christian rests. It's all over. It's all finished for the believer at Calvary. That's right. Oh, sickness may come and disappointment, but the Christian is at rest, knowing this, that God is able to keep that which he has performed. Knowing that no matter what the things is and how it looks, there is neither sickness, sorrow, death. There is neither starvation or anything that can separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ. We are at rest. Just let the old sheep toss any way she wants to. The anchor holds. I come by a harbor one time and seeing that we was flying in a plane. Coming down low, there was a big old ship there. The sail has been let down, you know. And who? What a storm on the sea. My, she was tossing. And I seen the old ship sitting there, rocking back and forth. And some waves, it will go in. And some waves, it will go under. And everything, I said, wonder why that is. And the fellow sitting by him said, he's got a seal and call on it. Therefore, said, the ship can't sink. Said, it can go through the wave, but it can't sink. Said, because it's anchored. And I said, oh, praise be to God. We got an anchor. Some wave we can go over, some we go under. But regardless, if the anchor holds, it isn't the ship doing the holding. It's the anchor doing the holding. It isn't what I am or what I will be or what I was. It's what he is now and what he did for me and you. It isn't what I can do. It's what he has done. My faith doesn't anchor on what the coming meeting will be. My faith doesn't rest in only any ability that I will have, or upon what church I should join, or what people I should associate with. My faith anchors and rests entirely upon the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ, already being received. Praise the Lord. God justified him by raising him from the dead. This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. And God raised him up from the dead for our justification. No wonder the poet said, living he loved me, dying he saved me, buried he carried my sins far away, rising he justified freely forever. Someday is coming, oh glorious day. The Christian rest in that hope. Upon the stormy sea, there will sure storm rise, all kind of trouble, but we are anchored. That's all. It will never sink. It can't sink. Now I've noticed many Christians in my life to be up and down. This is where we are going. Now I've noticed many Christians in my life to be up and down. I've wondered about that. And without preaching such a test as this out in the other churches to where I go, I thought best to deliver it to my people here at the tabernacle upon why are people so tossed about. You find them people who seems to be very religious, seems to have such a deep desire, and daily they search and hunt and seek for God and never come to any settlement at any kind of any kind to where they could he ever be settled or anchored in Christ. And this I have learned to be in experience, that it is people of what? Intellectuals. Let's continue. Now speaking this is
there are two different types of Christianity. Seems strange, but I will not say two different types. I will say two different faces will be the better word to use. Not two types, two faces. The same Christianity, but two faces of it. And one of them is an intellectual or mental conception of what God has said in his word and of Jesus Christ by the way of knowledge. And the other is an experimental experience that God has given the man in his heart. Praise the Lord. Those are the two problems, or the two things, rather. Intellectuals. Mental conception of the word of God. No experience in the heart. So God promised to do something with in our heart. Brabham taught us that when Satan will take the best part of a man, what did he take? He took his head. But God did what? He takes the heart. Because God promised he will work on our heart. The scripture we read is what he talked about. God promised to do something on our heart. And none of us can do it by ourselves. The pastor can't do it. The minister can't do it. It has to take God to do that. And it is a promise that God made, that Abraham said, Ezekiel saw our day. That's what Abraham said. He said, Ezekiel saw our day. And that is why, bro, he's a prophet. A prophet can see thousands of years ahead. I was looking at something on the YouTube. A man was reading from the scripture, these atomic bombs that we see now. Do you know that they are in the scripture? I didn't know that. So he was reading it. I said, wonderful. Those prophets, God has shown them. God showed them these days. These are atomic bombs and things. It's not new to God. It could be new to us. No, God showed a prophet that vehicles will be jamming on the road with light in the night. It is the same thing. So God showed this Ezekiel our day. It is a promise that God made that is going to work on our hearts. But they that nothing has happened in their hearts, they have what? Intellectual conception of the world, and they can never come to any settlement. May God help us. Until that work is done in the heart. So we are going to look at what God promised. Not my idea, what Brother Abraham said. Before we continue, let's look at some scriptures. The condition of a heart of ordinary man. So I guess we'll stop there and continue next time. The scripture talks about the condition of the heart of men. This same Ezekiel, okay. This same Ezekiel, let's look at the same Ezekiel chapter 11. Ezekiel chapter 11. We'll just read those scriptures and we'll stop there. Ezekiel chapter 11. Let's read verse, verse 19 and 21. And I will give them one heart, and I will put a new spirit within you. And I will take the stony heart out of your flesh. And I will give them a heart of flesh, that they may walk in my statutes and keep my ordinances and do them. And they shall be my people, and I will be their God. Praise the Lord. Every unconverted man has a stony heart. Every unconverted man or woman has a stony heart. A heart that is not circumcised. May God, let's continue. The Lord Jesus Christ also talked about four conditions of the heart of men. Let's look at the one he said in Luke chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. I think that's Luke chapter 8, verse 4 to 8. And then we'll look at the interpretation of it. verse 4 to 8. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake by a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed, and as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock, and as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away, because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up with it and choked it. And others fell on good ground, and sprang up and bear fruit, an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that hath ear to hear, let him hear." Let's go to verse 11. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are they, woman's heart, that hear. Then come the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts, lest they should do what? Believe and be what? And be saved. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no root, which for a while believe, and in time of temptation fell away. And that which fell among thorns, and thorns are they, which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with cares and riches and pleasures of this life, and bring no fruit to perfection. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience. Praise the Lord. Now let's look at what Prophet Moses said about the condition of the heart of men. Deuteronomy chapter 10. Deuteronomy chapter 10. We know and we heard about the circumcision that God told Abraham to do with for his seed. But there's another circumcision that God talked about, that Moses spoke of. That is the circumcision of the heart. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verse 16. Only ye shall... Sorry, Deuteronomy chapter 10. Sorry, I'm reading. Okay. Verse 16. Circumcise therefore the foreskin of your heart, and be no more what? Stiff-necked. Chapter 30, verse 6. Deuteronomy 30, verse 6. And the Lord thy God will circumcise thy heart, and thy heart, and the heart of thy seed, to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul, that thou mayest live. Okay. Jeremiah, yes, look at Jeremiah 9:26. Jeremiah 9:26. Okay. Jeremiah 9:26. Egypt and Judah and Edom and the children of Ammon and Moab and all that are in the outmost corner that dwell in the wilderness, for all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart. They are circumcised in the body, but they are not circumcised in the heart. We are coming. That was why Stephen said, "Ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and hear." You always resist the Holy Ghost just as your father do. You see? Anyone, may I say this? Anyone who argues with the word of God can never receive the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost, it is God that is to work on the heart. And the heart that God wants to work on is rebelling against God. How will God be able to work on that heart? It's not possible. So if we are arguing with the world, we are pushing God away. I don't want the Holy Ghost.
exactly the truth. There is no one that will argue with the word of God and receive the Holy Ghost. Because that is the word. Rabbi said, God cannot write something in his word, and it is now pointed to you, and you have the spirit, and you'll be arguing with that word, with that word. It's not possible. And anyone who argue with the word is cannot receive the Holy Ghost. It has been said many times here, and that is the truth. For us to receive the Holy Ghost, we have to be submissive to the word. Praise the Lord. May God help us. I don't care who preaches. Let it be the smallest of the boys that will come here and preach. In as much as what he's saying is the word of God, all of us are obligated. If we argue in any way, in any form, in any, whether stylishly, we argue, we never form, we are arguing against God. And God cannot help that one. We've got to obey God for God to be able to work on our hearts. Because God is the one who promised that he will work on this heart. It's a study heart. May God help us. Ezekiel chapter 44. Ezekiel 44. May God be gracious to me. Ezekiel 44, verse 7 to 9. Ezekiel 44, 7 to 9. Am I right? Yeah. In that ye have brought into my sanctuary strangers uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh to be in my sanctuary to pollute it, even my house, when ye offer my bread, the fat and the blood, and they have broken my covenant because of all your abomination. And ye have not kept the charge of my holy things, but ye have set keepers of my charge in my sanctuary for yourself. Thus saith the Lord God, no stranger uncircumcised in heart, nor uncircumcised in flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary of any stranger that is among the children of Israel. May God help us. That was the next one was Acts 7, which I've quoted. Acts 7, verse 51. When Stephen was telling the Pharisees, he said, ye stiff-necked and uncircumcised in heart and hear, ye do always resist the Holy Ghost, as your father did, so do ye. Anybody that resists the Holy Ghost in that form, is because his heart is not circumcised. The stony heart has not been worked upon. May God help us. However, brethren, remember, it was God that made the promise that if we do what? He will give us the Holy Ghost. On the day of Pentecost, Apostle Peter said, this is that was spoken by Joel, the prophet, that in the last day, I will do what? I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see vision, and your old men shall dream dreams. So it was a promise that God made. We, God, has fulfilled. See, we were born with these stony hearts. We were born with this rebellious heart, Adamic nature. None of us can help it. It wasn't our fault. That was why Christ Jesus came to die, so that the Holy Ghost could be released. And now the Holy Ghost has been released. God has given the Holy Ghost, and Apostle Peter said on the day of Pentecost, said, repent every one of you and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for what? Remission of sins. He said, then ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, for the promise is unto you, to your children, to them that are far off, even as many as our Lord our God shall call. Praise the Lord. Inasmuch God is still calling, the Holy Ghost is still available. It was God who made the promise. Though we were born with stony hearts, we were born with a stiff, naked heart, but then God promised to work on that heart and so that we can obey his statutes and walk in his commandments. It was when God has circumcised our hearts. That is when it will be easier for us to obey God, live by God's commandment. Without that, we are just joking. May God be gracious to us.
So God made the promise. And God is not a liar. God made the promise, and the Holy Ghost is available as many as we obey God, as Apostle Peter said. But one thing, we must never argue with the word. That was why the Pharisees never received the Holy Ghost. Constantly arguing with the word. Constantly arguing with the Lord Jesus Christ, the word. Constantly arguing with him. And there was no way for them to continue arguing and for them to receive that eternal life. It was not possible. So whatever the word of God says, in any form, in any way, we are all obligated to obey. Because that is our creator. That is the one who called us. God cannot call us and we continue to rebel against his word and we expect him to fill us with the Holy Ghost. To God, we are not serious. May God help us.
I want God's way to be my way as I journey here below. For there is no other highway that a child of God should go. Though the road be steep and rough, if he leads me, it is enough. I want God's way to be my way every day.
Two more times.
I want God's way to be my way as I journey here below. For there is no other way that a child of God should go. If he leads me, is enough. I want God's way to be my way every day.
One more time now.
I want God's way to be my way as I journey here below. For there is no other way that a child of God should go. Though the road be steep and rough, if he leads me, I want God's way to be my way every day.
Brethren, it is God who made the promise. And this God who made the promise is not a liar. There is no need for us to wait for years and years upon years before we receive the Holy Ghost. God made it available. God is not a liar. He made it available. In every service, it is possible to receive the Holy Ghost. If it is this same word that Abraham preached that we are echoing, then the Holy Ghost is here. The Holy Ghost is not far from here. We can receive the Holy Ghost in every service. In as much that we are re-echoing the same word that his prophet preached unto us. Let's be up and doing, friends. Time is no more. Time is no more anymore. May God be gracious unto us and help us. Let us commit ourselves to the hand of the Lord. With these few words, let's pray that God will break us, he will mold us, he will melt us, and make us to be in the in his own, in the way he wants us to be. To be able to accept his word into our heart and obey his word. Anytime we argue with the world, we are just joking. Let's pray that God will help us to humble ourselves and surrender ourselves to the world. The world is above everybody. The world is not a respecter of every person. And every person must ensure that they obey the word. Let's commit ourselves to him. In Jesus Christ's name we have prayed. Before the associate will pray, if you want to be remembered in prayers, why don't you raise up your hand unto the Lord, not unto man. As many as want to be remembered in prayer, let's raise our hand unto him, that God will help us. God bless you, sir.
Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you very much for the privilege to sit and to hear your word again this evening. Lord, from this message, why are people so tossed about? Lord Jesus, Lord, the time that, Lord, the could be allowed, the portion that we could go through within the time limit, we have heard, we have listened. And Lord, nobody can say your word is not the truth. We know it is the devil, Lord, that makes people to reject your word, Lord, to argue with it. But Father God, you are the one that put us here as your children. And Lord, you are the one that determines how we are to live our life. You are the one that, oh God, put in place what we accept and what you cannot accept. Your word is simple and plain, dear Master. Nobody can ever overcome the enemy beside your spirit. We commit everyone into your hand within this voice this evening and those that we hear on tape. Dear Lord Jesus, especially as many as are still trusting for the Holy Ghost baptism, we pray that you will be gracious unto your people. Lord Jesus, your word that we hear day and night may not fall on stony ground, Lord. May not fall among the tongues, Father. May not fall by the wayside. Make our hearts good ground, Heavenly Father. Lord Jesus, we pray, dear God, that Lord, whatsoever we needed to surrender ourselves, O God, from, help us to do the same, dear Lord. Lord, just as your servant have said, right from Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came, your prophet said that the tarry is ended. There is no more need to tarry, because the Holy Ghost itself is here, and now is the one waiting on us for our hearts to be ready. O God of mercy, as many as are here tonight, trust you for that experience, which you know it is possible even this evening. Lord Jesus, as your children open their hearts, may your spirit fall inside their Father. Lord God of heaven and earth, the individuals that raise their hand might be some from all of you. Some may be, oh God, raising their hand because of somebody else or other needs and desire. Thou knowest everything, Lord. We pray, O living God, you that have access to the heart of each and every one of us. We pray you grant the desires of our heart. Meet us at the point of our needs, Lord. Lord, may this effort may not be in vain in the life of any of us. May your spirit confirm this blessing unto each one. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Thank you for your servant, O God, that have made you so, as he said, after 4 months, O God. Lord Jesus, we thank you, O God, for restoring his health. We are grateful and we are thankful unto you for answers to prayer. Dear God of heaven and earth, we pray, dear Lord, that we, Lord, recall him, Lord, for the virtue that has left him, Lord. Lift up the honor of his ministry. Grant all his needs and desires, dear Father. O Master, as we continue in the prayer aspect, may you inspire us to pray. Anoint our hearts with faith, Lord. Take away every doubt and unbelief. Lord, may we go home tonight with our hearts bubbling for joy, that truly we have been your presence and your word has blessed our soul. Thank you, Eternal Father. If there be any sick in this audience, may the power of your presence drive away every sickness and affliction. May no one live here tonight with any sickness, dear Father. May we all go from here strong, healed, and hearty to the glory and the honor of your name. Thank you, Eternal Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen.
God bless you, brother. We will sing this hymn, 33. God bless you, sir. You are welcome. No, 33. Rock of ages. Rock of ages, clap for me. Let me
grateful to you, Lord, for this golden opportunity that we have tonight to be in your house. We thank you very much for the worship service. We thank you for, Lord, your word that we had, Lord, a portion of the message why our people so touched about. The prophet said he thought it best to bring that message to his own people. And Lord, we are his people. Lord, that God has allowed it to be stored for us, and we have had a portion of it tonight. Dear God, we pray that the one we have had, Lord, may the Holy Spirit pack it very deep in our heart. As we meditate upon it, may it bring us closer to you. May it bring us to spiritual stability, Father. Lord, that those, O God, who are sitting, Lord, we start crawling. Those who are crawling, we start walking. Those who are walking, we be running. Those who are running, may they be flying. Those flying, may they gain heights, Lord. Grant it unto us, Heavenly Father. Lord, we just thank you for the hour of prayer. Request those the ones written by your children that have been read and prayed over, and also the ones that we have on the slide that we have committed unto you. Lord, we are grateful because you are the one that told us to come and bring our requests and lay our burdens down at your feet, because you are our burden bearer. Lord Jesus, we have done what the word said we should do. And you said that when we desire anything, and we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received them. You said, then shall we have them. Lord Jesus, as we have committed them into your hand, Lord, give us faith to know that it is said to their Father. May we be in expectation of the manifestation of the answer. Grant it, Heavenly Father. Once again, we thank you for your servant that has traveled today to Abidjan. Thank you for safe flight you gave to him, Lord, to arrive there safely. We commit his stay into your hand, that you be with him, protect him from all evil. May the atmosphere conducive for him. All the food and water we take there, may they work good in his system. The services, O God, that he will hold there, make it a blessing to your people. Keep him strong and healthy, Heavenly Father. By the time we return back, may you bring him back safely. Lord, we that he has left behind, may your grace keep us there, Father, in peace and in the center of your will. Thank you for your servant that is back on number 3 weeks missionary trip. Thank you for answering our prayers on his behalf, and is also on our behalf. Thank you for bringing him back safely. May you rest his body, Heavenly Father, and quicken him for the next assignment ahead of him, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for our brother that went to Bakatari, and you are brought back, Lord, to be with us at the end of this service. We are grateful unto you. His labor over your children there may be fruitful, Lord. May never be vain, Heavenly Father. We ask for your protection upon him each time he has to go and come from such a long journey. Be his strength, dear Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Once again, we thank you for your servant tonight that you have used, Lord, for the past, Lord, 4 months, as he said. He has been out of this pulpit because of the accident he had. Thank you, O God, for your healing hands upon him in answering to the prayers of your people. We are grateful and we are thankful. We ask, Lord, that you replenish him for the virtue that has left him tonight. We pray, O God, that you continue to give him perfected, Father. Protect him always, O God, as he moves about everywhere, and may your watch will be upon him. Take him to higher heights, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Very soon after this service, we'll be going back home tonight. You are the one that brought us, O God, to come and fellowship at your feet. When we dismiss, take us back home safely. Lord, give us a wonderful night rest, Lord. The rest of the week and the rest of the year is in your hand. May your grace abide with every one of us, individually and as families and as a local assembly. May evil be far away from us, Lord. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. Our people that are far and near, may you watch over them. May nothing evil happen to any of them. We just ask, O God, that as we pray for them, Lord, and they are praying for us, may you answer our prayers for each other. Those who are sick, may they recover, Lord. We pray, therefore, that, Lord, every plan of the enemy concerning your children, render them useless, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Eternal Father. Those who have been anointed and pray for tonight, may you perfect their healing. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and granting our petitions, because we have asked them all with faith and thanksgiving, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you. Yeah, we want to welcome the evangelist from his missionary trip. God bless you, sir. You are welcome, sir. We thank the Lord for the success of the trip and also the God's protection and the blessings we've been to God's children. The Lord will make the blessings to be permanent in their life to the glory and the honor of his name. You also welcome my brother from Bakatari. God bless you, sir. Shalom. God bless you. Yeah, the pastor arrived Abidjan safely, and we have not spoken, but I spoke to his host. So he told me, even while he was still in Lagos, I already spoke to the host that he should let me know when he arrived. No, the air flight didn't follow the schedule. They are supposed to take off 11 here and arrive there 11:40. But those people are 1 hour behind us. So when they get there 11:40, it's 1 hour 40 minutes flight. But they didn't leave here. We were still chatting even while he was in the plane. To 12. No, which means the thing is delayed 1 hour or more. Well, finally, he has arrived safely. So, and it's a short stay anyway. We trust that the Lord will be with him and bring him back safely. God bless you all. Brother Umi sent greetings. Though he's here again, he sent greetings through the message he sent before the service. And we thank the Lord that he's here. I also bring greetings from Ugeli and Benin City. Isaac Kameta himself sent greetings and was very happy. He's happily married now. He has carried his wife finally. It's wonderful. Pastor Kameta sent greetings. Then the Benin people also sent greetings, the pastor and the ministers and all our people there, they send their greetings. The Lord bless you. We want to welcome Sister Blessing Adebukola Alebuleye and the son. Alan, the son is with. I can see her. Can you stand? Yes. God bless you. You're welcome. What? The boy is there. Okay. God bless you. That's wonderful. God bless you. Yeah, it's great to have you after quite some time. You're welcome. We also have Brother John Praise. That's the junior of a sister Ken Diadeguna. Where are you? Stand and let us see you now. God bless you. That's Brother Noah's son. And we also have a brother and sister, Israel Bakari. God bless you. You are welcome after quite some time. I saw them in the city, whether yesterday or something like that. We waved to each other. God bless you. Okay. God willing, our next gathering physically will be on Sunday. And then on Friday, as usual, we will have the tape. For the tape service, we trust it will be a blessing unto us. The Lord bless you. Shall we rise?
Keep me true, Lord Jesus. Keep me true, Lord. Keep me true, Lord Jesus. Keep me true. There's a race that I must run. Lord Jesus, keep me true. Oh Lord, keep me true. Lord Jesus, keep me true. Oh, there's a race I must run, and a victory still be won. So Lord, give me power. Oh, so keep me true, keep me true. Lord Jesus, keep me. Keep me true, keep me true. Lord Jesus, keep me. Keep me true. There's a race I must run. There are victories to be won. So Lord, give me.